The Song of Songs often employs the brother-sister image. In one verse, I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. Notice my sister, my spouse, right? They're equated. That's a way of speaking to your beloved. The spouse here, by the way, does not necessarily mean legally married. I have on occasion opened up copies of the Hebrew Bible as a student and teacher of the Bible in the ancient Near East. I'm always opening up copies wherever I find them. And I'm one of the people who are very happy that there is a Bible in every motel room. And I may be one of the few people who is always reading the Bible in the motel room, although I don't know if I'm reading it for the same purpose that the people put the Bible in the motel room. But I'm reading it, and I'm continually reminded of the connections to the ancient Near East. If you're a student of the Bible in the modern critical spirit, you're continually reminded of that. Now, the book of the Song of Songs is attributed to Solomon, and it's often called the Song of Solomon. And I recall looking in a Bible. This wouldn't be the Bibles that are left in the motels, but in some church Bibles, in the Song of Songs, when you open it up, it says, the bride speaks to the bridegroom, or the husband speaks to the wife. It says this over the love passages. But I need to say that this isn't in the original. The original doesn't speak of married love or of unmarried love. It's speaking of passion, of love. So there's a certain attempt to clean up the Song of Songs. You wouldn't think that the Bible would have to be cleaned up, would you? But this is one book that disturbs some people because it is quite carnal, right? It's about the flesh and the emotions. Now, the Song of Songs is attributed to Solomon, king of Israel, the son of King David. Solomon, the wisest of all men, was not always wise about women. And he was not always wise about statescraft. And there are three books in the Hebrew Bible attributed to him. The Song of Songs, which we'll be reading from, the Book of Proverbs, and the Book of Ecclesiastes. And there's a discussion in the rabbinic literature, in the Babylonian Talmud, about the authorship of the biblical books. Now, this might strike you as strange if you haven't encountered it before. It's not the sense of authorship of making it up, but rather scribal authorship. The books are divinely inspired, but they came through the pen and the individual personalities of different authors. So we're told that Solomon wrote a number of books. And the text asks, well, these are quite different books, the Song of Songs, love poetry, Proverbs, which is wisdom literature, and Ecclesiastes, another type of wisdom literature, but one much more sober and somber. How could he have written all of these books in addition to all of the many thousands of proverbs and other maxims he's supposed to compose? So a witty answer in the literature that I like is that Solomon wrote the Song of Songs when he was a young man, Proverbs when he was middle-aged and dispensing wisdom, and Ecclesiastes when he was an old man and was somewhat jaded and could say, vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. But that is not the spirit that you get in the Song of Songs. Love is not vanity. So let us look at some verses from the second chapter of the Song of Songs. I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. As a lily among brambles, so is my love among maidens. As an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among young men. So the woman is speaking of herself and referring to her beloved. Now, intimacy is a constant theme. Intimacy subtly stated and then more directly stated. With great delight I sat in his shadow, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his intention toward me was love.